Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and really the end of our ropes, and we want to be able to say whatever we can. We love our jobs and want to keep them, so we're going to be using pseudonyms, hence the Elvis. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast comes out every Wednesday and is proudly sponsored by Lud Lamb Dramatics. If you're a theater teacher or no one in your building who could use some extra theater-specific educational things in their walls, send them to Lud Lamb Dramatics. They can teach the kids parts of stage, different kinds of stage lights, all about everyone from Stanislavski to Lin-Manuel Miranda. Go check out their posters now. Also, I'd like to give a really big thank you to our Patreon supporters. For as little as $5 a month, you can get access to lots of extra episodes, bonus extra episodes, exclusive content, all kinds of stuff that you can't hear on the normal Teacher Needs Drink podcast. I'd like to take a quick moment to thank all of our Patreon supporters out there. Amanda, Johanna, Tony, Christina, Irma, Rebecca, Melissa, Lisa, Casey, Sarah N, and Sarah P. You can also get great Teacher Needs a Drink swag at the Teacher Needs a Drink website, where we have bottle openers, koozies, shot glasses that all say Teacher Needs a Drink. We also right now are carrying some special Ruth Bader Ginsburg sparkle stickers because we love that lady. If you have a question you'd like to ask us or something you want to share with us, tag us on Facebook, Instagram, or really the best way is hit us up on the Teacher Needs a Drink website. We have a contact page. You can't miss it. Well, my friends, this almost marks officially 1 year of Teacher Needs a Drink. This is episode 52. I'd like to thank everyone, all the hosts, all the guests for helping us make this for, and of course, all the people who buy our stuff. So thank you so much. We love you. We love you. We love you. And if there's anything you want us to know, really, ask. That's all you gotta do. We're teachers. We're pretty laid back. Anyway, enjoy.
Irreverent banter. Witticisms.
God, that sucks. Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today I have Miss Shirley Temper.
Napoleon, don't be jealous, because I've been chatting online with babes all day.
Oh, of course you have. And also with us, Miss Sparkles.
Yo.
And with us still, as always, is Miss Bunny O'Hare.
I dissent.
Yes.
Too soon.
Raise a glass to freedom.
And also Turd Ferguson.
When you're in the shit up to your neck, there's nothing left to do but sing.
All right, guys. Well, fuck. It is Friday for us, and we all just got, like, hammered with the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg just passed away and all the implications. And I've never been an overtly political podcast. We've mentioned it a couple times, and I know some people bitch on Facebook when we say something. But the thing is, right now, if you're a teacher, you need to vote. And you need to take a really long, hard look at who has your best interest in mind, not who's promising to kick people out or make things hardcore, but literally who wants to fund teachers, who wants you to still have a job. Take a look at those things. And it doesn't have to be political. It really is just facts. It's at a local level. It's at a political level. So please, all of my friends, while there is time, make sure you're registered to vote. And if you teach high school, you don't have to tell them how to vote, but encourage your high school kids, if they're over 18, to please, for God's sake, register to vote. Help get them in the habit, so once they do start getting their own opinions, they can vote on them and vote their conscience and hopefully what is right. Because, man, I am down as fuck. School this week has actually been pretty good. I had a wonderful virtual class. My classes where I had to do, you know, the dance where I'm talking to the online kids and the kids in the room at the same time. It was okay. It was like, meh. I don't feel like I bombed, but it wasn't a great show. But man, everything else is just kicking my ass. News, life, I feel like I'm in a rut. And all of my bad habits and all of my, you know, all of my go-tos of things that I kind of go towards, we call my vices, I feel like I've been hitting those a little harder than I normally do just to try to get some kind of satisfaction. And so I'm trying to take care of my mental health again. I'm seeing a shrink and a therapist. I'm changing meds around. And I don't think I'm a crazy person, but I think this is really common right now. I think there's a lot of us out there that are really struggling with the world, life, teaching kids, all of it. And I want to encourage everyone out there to please take care of yourselves. Make sure you're getting time and having conversations and all of that good stuff that goes with it. Because, damn, it's hard as fuck right now.
No shit.
Anyway, let's start going down the list. Because I know 2020's been kicking everyone's ass. Shirley, how are you doing today?
I think this was the longest week of my life. And I can't really say that anything in particular went wrong. I think it's just, you know, being stuck with a computer all day, having tiny classes, you know, because we're doing AB, asynchronous. So one day I'll have one girl for an hour. And it's nice in that I get to know my students a little bit better. But what happens when we combine, you know, the dynamic will be completely different. I'm also kind of doing some mental health stuff. I'm a little bit better. I'm actually going to see two different doctors next week. So go me. Take care of myself. Haven't been working out like I normally do, but I've just been so tired. And I think, you know, this is my second week of school, so I feel like it's probably just that, you know, that slump of that second week. And I'm really hoping it picks back up. But man, this week has been a week.
Miss Sparkles, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. This is our second week back to face-to-face learning. And we actually did something really fun today. I am so filled with dread every time we get a student on campus has come down with corona email.
Yeah.
Four times now.
So. What's funny is I know the district you're in, and you sent me a link where the district will update like cases and say how many active cases. However, the emails I'm getting from my kids' school that's telling me when someone is positive or is tested positive, those numbers aren't matching up with what the district is putting out. Like, it still lists my kids' schools as zero, even though I know personally people and have gotten emails from the school. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't know.
It's a fucked little, up. Yeah, it's... Because they didn't start, so they started tracking them last week, obviously, but last week's numbers are what are reported this week. Mm. So they're reporting a week behind.
That's convenient.
Which I find a little suspicious. Now, I am impressed that so many schools don't have any cases. I think that's great. So, yeah, I hope it's true and I hope it stays that way.
Ms. Bunny, how are you today?
I'm okay. Kind of what Sparkles was saying, and Shirley as well, just it felt like a long week, even though nothing particularly bad happened. Like, there were some good moments. We got some good stuff covered in class. I think, you know, things are trucking along about as well as could be expected, but I'm like beat every day when I come home, just exhausted. All of the days run together and are the same now. I feel like I'm doing three things at the same time and not doing any of those three things particularly well, because I'm teaching the students that I have in my classroom with me. I'm teaching the ones who choose to sign on and do synchronous, because we have to be, you know, logged on to our communication thing for all of the ones that choose to join us. But then I also have to make plans for the ones who don't join synchronously and do their work later. So I'm coming up with like adapting a lesson for three different settings every day. And I don't feel like I'm able to give any of the three of them the attention that I would like to.
It's tricky. Turd, what's going on in your world?
Under the advice of my attorney, I declined to answer that question. I mean, it's basically an echo of what everybody else is saying. It's not really anything in particular. I have not been highly motivated, mostly because there's not a lot of morale on the campus right now. And it sucks when you're still just really highly isolated. It's all the same shit, different week at this point in time. So, yeah.
Definitely a general malaise over the teaching population as we kind of like, this is what we're doing. The thing is, it's not all bad. I've had a few of those teaching moments where I left. It's like, that went really well. But usually in the first week or two of school, I'm having a lot of those, or at least I feel like I'm having a lot of success. And right now I feel like this is just a lot of, it's like when you eat fast food when you're really hungry, it sounds kind of good for a minute. And then once you eat it, you're like, oh, that happened. Okay, well, that wasn't the worst thing, but could have been a lot better.
I mean, the one thing that I'm at least looking forward to is I at least feel like I'm making some good headway in my classroom with my kids that are actually there. anything outside of the classroom, like, it's a dog and pony show at this point in time. Everything's happy-dory when I'm teaching in front of the kids, but as soon as that's all done and we're back to the administrative bullshit, then I'm out.
I'll tell you what is coming down the pipeline for me, and I sense it. I sense it like a storm is on the horizon. I have so few people who are actually engaged or doing anything in my online classes. Yep. I probably in each class have at least 10 kids who don't even fill out the attendance check-in, and I have to mark them absent every day, and I have to give them zeros for all the things. And even if I tried, there's no way I could call home with all those kids. I would be up there every day until like 5 or 6, and I made promise to myself this year that I wasn't going to stay later until, I mean, I can leave at 3:30. I'm leaving at 3:30 every day, even if my work's not done. I've made that commitment to myself.
Good for you.
I know. It's so hard. I really want to stay and do work. And work on the weekends. I'm not doing that this year. I'm not. The only thing I'm going to do this weekend is I'm going to learn how to use the Screencastify, the Cast-O-Matic screen. And I'm going to learn how to use that. And that's what I'm going to do. But like, I know that they're going to be like, hey, you need to contact all the parents. There's no way. And I'm just preemptively dreading that. Is that a thing? Do we do that? Yes.
For my own kids' personal stuff, we get a notification if they've been absent from a virtual class or not marked absent. But then in the thing, it says, but this could be wrong because the teacher might not have entered them in even if they were part of the conversation. I was like, so you're just blindly sending these emails that say something could have happened. Your kid might not have done school. We don't know. But oh, yeah, whatever.
So I think I'm pretty lucky in terms of being a teacher in the state of Texas, because so many people are teaching their virtual class and their in-person class at the same time. My virtual class is during my conference period. My conference period is 2 hours long, and I only have to teach for 30 minutes. So I'm getting my like block scheduling, y'all, block scheduling. And I've got kids who've missed every single session and are not turning in their work. I think I've got a kid with a 36 right now. Wow. Today I sent all of them personal messages and was like, you have less than an XYZ grade. Then I'm trying to email their parents twice a week, but of course the parents don't email back.
I feel so sorry for parents. You know, I got kids. We're doing this thing too. It's super challenging. I have noticed, and I'm curious if anybody else has noticed this, there's been a lot of hate in my town on the school parent support education websites. Oh, they putting people on blast.
Really?
Oh, yes. Some nasty, nasty, angry things. And it's very disheartening.
This is going to be a year that at the end of spring, I think there's going to be a huge drop in teachers and there's going to be a huge turnover. Like, I've seen some people who love being online, but right now I have a couple classes that are all virtual, but I just had a student tell me that, in October, I'll be coming back when like the 9-week switchover happens where they can opt to be in school again. But I know the other parents, and that's going to be the only kid. So it's going to be me with one kid in the room and then everyone else online. And how am I supposed to excel as a teacher and provide stimulating? And luckily, this is a good kid. But like, here, you just sit on the other side of the room with your computer and we'll all just pretend it's still virtual.
I'll tell you, I've had like 4 kids show up in my class this week who were virtual, and now they're like, no, I didn't like it. And so and of course they come, they haven't done anything online. They haven't paid attention. And so I have to start from the beginning.
And the school let them do that
5 times this week.
Because I heard that like last week or after Labor Day, that there was a lot of schools where kids who were signed up for virtual learning and had been doing it, their parents went ahead and just dropped them off anyway. And the school's like, hey, we don't have room for you. We don't have teachers for you. You got to go back home. Parents like, I don't know. We just didn't really like it. Well, yeah, it sucks, but you got to at least follow the rules. I mean,
I really wish they had followed through with that and been like, no, you picked virtual. You're virtual. You can come back.
I'm really surprised the school didn't back them up on that. That kind of blows me away a little bit. Because that's not supporting your teachers. That's like, yeah, fuck it. Hey, everyone, come on in. Hey, you, the homeless pedophile. You get in here, too. Come on, everybody. I mean, fuck.
This is from the Teacher Needs a Drink contact page. Our friend Chaos Control says, this might sound stupid, but I had to do it just in case. So I am in my class all alone, but my students are virtually taking a BOY assessment that our fucking education agency came up with, when suddenly I started itching and I was having an allergic reaction to God knows what. I needed some Benadryl, so I took my laptop to the teacher next door and asked to watch my students while I went to admin for permission to go buy Benadryl. I know it sounds stupid. Here, watch my students while they are at home. I say just in case because God forbid one of those students goes to his kitchen and cuts himself with a knife or some other shit happens. I can already hear the parents, where was the teacher? She was not watching the kids. You know we have those parents who are assholes and never take responsibility. So, just in case, make sure you never leave the students virtually unattended. Smile, it's all good.
I had a thought on this one because the other day, so we have a modified block schedule, and I do have one class that is full virtual during that block schedule, and I just needed to take a break so that I could reset computer, and because it was just freezing up, and was like, okay, hey guys, y'all are going to come back in hopefully 5 minutes because my computer is just acting all kinds of stupid. And so lo and behold, yes, a majority of them came back, but there were like say 3 or 4 students that did not come back. And yeah, I had to go ahead and call parents and everything else. And of course, one of the conversations that I had with a parent was, you know, well, why did you just dismiss them in the middle of your class period? And yeah, explained the situation, and they were just like, well, you should have kept that Zoom open through a different computer.
How many computers do they think you have?
Exactly. Apparently, I was supposed to get out my phone and continue another Zoom from my personal phone. You're welcome.
My online thing today was that I posted a quiz that they were supposed to take on our learning management system, and there was no direct instruction. It was, this is your assignment for today. Go do this quiz. Have a nice day. Like, on normal test days, even in person, like, we don't do direct instruction on days that we give tests.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's stupid.
Got it. All right, guys. This is from the Facebook Teacher Needs a Drink page. Are you ready? This is from Miss Goldilocks. First off, y'all are amazing, and I love you so much. Love you too, girl. Kisses. I listen to y'all every morning at the ass crack of dawn while getting ready to head to school. Y'all are great. Thanks for the laugh.
Aww.
Okay, so my concern is a past student. I teach pre-K, and this year I've entered my 5th year teaching. Yay! Yay! Hell of a 5th year.
Yeah.
We all have that one student who latches to us and reaches out sometimes just to say hi. It's so great and my favorite part. These little guys stalk me in the hallway or peek around the door to see if I'm coming to give me a hug pre-COVID. The best. Back to my concerns. So I have one particular student who anticipates my arrival every morning. Our year was cut short last year when we never returned from spring break. Our school didn't even offer Zoom learning. We went straight for face-to-face. Awesome, huh? The kindergarten room is right next to mine, and every morning she is at the door waiting for a hug. All air hugs. It's sweet, but today she mentioned something that really tugged my heart. I began to worry that her attachment and noticed it was very codependent. Her teacher mentions when she needs to make a decision, she asks for me immediately. Today I sat down with her and said, "What's wrong? I hear you're always asking for me." And she sighs heavily. Ooh, she's 5 years old, mind you. I look at my little friend and wait for her answer. Her reply was heartbreaking, and she said, "Because I can't see you every day, and I worry you got sick with coronavirus." My heart. Oh my God, this is giving me emotional.
Oh my God.
She's 5 years old. This is so mean to make me read. I have a 5-year-old, you know that. I tried to assure her that's why we can't hug like we used to or be too close to each other, so I can stay healthy and, more importantly, so can she. Ooh. She said, yeah, but I can't see you. And I get worried. Oh, God. The urge to just hug her and tell her it's going to be okay was so real. I don't know how to assure her I'll never get it or even mention that I'll be okay. Any suggestions? P.S. COVID sucks.
So, you're a little verklempt there.
Well, I have a baby.
That is just heartbreaking. And I mean, like, I'll say it. I slipped earlier this week. I ran into a kid in the hallway that I hadn't. He was in my class last year, and this was a kid that I had a good relationship with. If you knew the kid's story, you would absolutely understand why this child is the way that they are. And this kid saw me, and my immediate reaction, like, I immediately threw my arms, like, out and went for the hug. And it wasn't until afterward that I went, oh, shit, I wasn't actually supposed to hug this child. Like, it's so contrary to our nature, this having to not interact with the kids that need us, you know? It goes against our very gut to not comfort a kid in need.
And have to try to do it from a distance. It's heartbreaking. Yeah. I mean, especially if it can make Shirley temper choke up, it's real.
Shut up.
That made me really sad because I also love to hug my kids. I mean, they're big kids, but they need hugs too. Spent many a time comforting a crying young person and telling them to buck up and giving them good life advice. And it just sucks because I feel like I can't quite be the same with my kids as I normally am. And it's making me feel like there's this, I mean, yes, a social distance, but it's kind of putting like an emotional distance. And I don't like that. So I'm trying really hard just to be extra goofy and fun with them as much as I can. And so my advice to you, dear teacher, is whenever you see this little cutie patootie, give her a big, you know, smile with your eyes, a smize, as Tyra Banks would say, and throw her a thumbs up. Or maybe y'all make up like a secret hand signal that means like, I'm doing great or something, so that, you know, she can see you when you guys have a special thing, because I think that would go a long way with this adorable, precious little angel.
Anyway, hey guys, guess what?
What?
I know, right? Fake the enthusiasm. We have a Patreon.
What?
What?
So on our Patreon, you can get access to lost episodes, lots of bonus exclusive interviews. There is a lot of content, and there's new content being on it every week that you can't get just by listening to our normal ones. So if you really love this podcast and want to hear more and really just want us to keep going and support us, please support and join the Patreon for as low as $5. And if you don't want to hear anymore, if you're tired of us, and I doubt you are, or maybe me, but some of the other people, here's what you can do. You can go to the Teacher Needs a Drink website and you can buy all kinds of shit. There's shot glasses, koozies, stickers, bottle openers that all say teacher needs a drink. You can help rep us, help spread the word. And honestly, it's a nice gift to cheer up a fellow teacher. So get a couple of them. Get a lot of it. Buy our shit. Buy our crap. It's great.
Shot glass.
And like, let's be honest, if there was ever a year that teacher did need a drink,
it's this one.
My God, I feel
get
like
get you one of them shot glasses and use it up.
Uh-huh.
This one is called Body Versus Mind. You are given a choice between two rewards. The first reward is to be twice as intelligent as you are right now. You will be able to read twice as fast, read twice as fast, and remember twice as much. The size of your vocabulary will double, and you'll be able to solve intellectual problems with twice your current aptitude. The second reward is that you will never again feel sick, even when you are, and you can always be whatever weight you want, regardless of what you eat or how little you exercise. You can simply imagine the body you would like to have, and that is the weight you will magically become. Which reward do you choose? For me, it's a given which one I want, but I'll let you guys go first.
As somebody with severe body dysmorphia, oh my gosh, I would live for the body, but I'm a vain bitch, and you already knew I was going to say that. Hey!
Sparkles, which direction would you go?
I mean, I'm going to have to go with option two. I've never been, like, thin. Like, I always look at people who are thin, and I'm like, man, I wonder what that's like. Is it nice? Is it cool? Like, does it feel good? Like I'm so curious about it, but I also really love carbs. And so I'm going to go with option two. And that pains me as a Ravenclaw, because the Ravenclaw in me is like, shit, son, we being extra smart, reading twice as fast, like, yes, but no, I'm going with vanity.
I also have tendencies toward being a vain bitch, but on this particular occasion, I'm going to go cure cancer, so...
Ooh. Oh, look at you. See, that's why you get to go to heaven.
I had to turn it into something nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Hufflepuff coming out. Don't rag me.
That is the Hufflepuff coming out. I'm going to go save the world.
Meanwhile, my Slytherin ass I want a bigger set of boobs.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like, give me the cheesecake. Give me the cheesecake.
They got surgery for that. They got surgery for the boobs. I'm not worried about that. Better living through science.
Taryn, what's your stake?
You know, there are so many books that I wish I had read in previous time when I actually had time to read, so I am definitely taking you up on the double the reading and all that stuff. And yeah, I mean, if I actually get around to like helping Bunny cure cancer, then yeah, let's do that too.
Yeah, I'm with the first half of the group. I don't feel like I'm stupid. I don't feel like I'm a slow reader. I generally consider myself a fairly intelligent person, and that really if there's something I want to do or get, I can usually figure out a way to make it work somehow. And so I'm not worried about that. However, there were times in my life where I was buff and had a lot of muscles. And you know what? I kind of like the way that felt. I like the energy levels. And so, you know what? If I could eat all the cheesecake and pastrami, if like when they have the little like special fancy dessert that some parent brought, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to have any today. Fuck that. I'm going to be eating it all. I mean, I'd go like start doing meal tourism. Like, I'm going to go eat New Orleans. I'm going to go eat New York City. I'm just going to eat the whole fucking country of Italy. I mean, it's going to be amazing. But yeah, this is just a wordplay. But that's just me. My friends, well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Now, we had our little silly question that we've been having every time, and I want to remind everyone out there, if you have a question that you'd like us to answer, like one of these silly, goofy ones, and we read it on the podcast, you will get a full set of the Teacher Needs a Drink swag. You'll get a shot glass, a beer koozie, a button, a bottle opener, all that. You just got to have a weird, stupid question for us to ask, and then we have to answer it online. But you could do that through the Teacher Needs a Drink contact page, where you can also just buy the stuff, or you can follow us on Patreon. But my friends out there, please, please take care of yourselves. A lot of schools are just now in person, and you have to remember where in the year we are. Ms. Zola said last week that, you know what? It's not that bad because, guys, we're only 2 or 3 weeks into this. 2 or 3 weeks in a normal year, you don't always have your shit figured out. You're still trying to reach a certain kid. We're early on in this game. Give yourself some grace. Don't beat yourself up. Take a breath, and please take care of yourselves, all of you. I'd like to thank my guests who are here today. Miss Shirley Temper, it was a wonderful time having you.
Your mom goes to college.
She do. She did. Miss Sparkles, it was wonderful having you here.
Thank you. It was good.
Thank you very much.
Sign off. Y'all, you guys have to write. Somebody needs to write one for me because I'm awful at it.
The advice of my attorney, I'm not going to say anything. Miss Bunny, it was wonderful having you here.
It was a pleasure as always.
And Turd, I'm glad you didn't make a lot of shit jokes today. Thank you.
In the words of RBG, fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you. And by the way, go vote.
Yes, yeah. Please, my friends, amen. Vote. Everyone out there, deep breaths, deep drinks, cheers! Woo! Cheers! Thank you for listening to another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is proudly brought to you by Ludlam Dramatics and our supporters at Patreon. That's right, for as little as $5, you can get access to lots of extra episodes, bonus content, little snippets, interviews. It's a whole thing. You guys will love it. Join our Patreon. Also, I'd like to thank all of our hosts who are here today, Mr. Turd Ferguson, Miss Sparkles, Miss Shirley Temper, and Bunny O'Hare. I love you guys. Anyway, really, take care of yourselves, everybody out there. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers. And get some sleep, man. Get some sleep.
Okay, my phone's taking its sweet-ass time here.
I like it when you take your sweet-ass time.
Slow and steady.
Yep. Had to make it weird.
Oh, I have a...
Stepbrother, I'm stuck in the fridge.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. What?
It's a porn reference. Just move along.
Oh, my God.